Hello, everybody, and welcome back. This is Craig Honeycutt. Welcome to the Aim Upward podcast, episode 5. That's right, 5 weeks in a row. Aim Upward is my coaching practice. I am a professional coach, so leadership coach, executive coach, coach for makers, coaches for people in systems, active listener. I am cultivating being an active listener for people. And this podcast is the companion to my weekly email that I've been sending out to people. And I wanted to thank everybody who have responded to my emails and have reached out to me. And it's interesting because I am just going for it. And I'm just sharing what is in my heart around the topics of coaching and what I've been learning. Because the more I get into this, the more I realize that we need each other. And so thank you for reaching out to me. I've had some just amazing conversations with people. It's led to more contacts. It's leading to some podcasts. And it's just been great to get the feedback. So everybody, thank you very much. And there was great feedback around the art of reinvention, which is a thread that I will be developing. And so far, I've been developing the art of reinvention because I've reinvented myself many times. I've leveraged the artist's path to do so because I am a singer-songwriter and a veteran of the music industry and production industries as well as other things. Another one is active listening because that's something that's incredibly important, something that I'm really digging into in terms of how it works. And then the one that I have been working on this week is living in the digital world, digital life. And it's something I want to speak to right now because this week's email topic was around the 3-minute mystery. And I'll get to what that is here in a second. I come to the digital world from the 90s. And as somebody that was in a band, traveling 200 days a year, having my own music business, and just working all day and all night to try to make it in the music industry, we were open to using whatever tool we could find to further our careers. So in 1993, we started to use emails as part of our marketing campaigns. In 1995, we did the very first ever interactive web broadcast of a show at James Madison University using their VAX systems and software out of Cornell University called See You, See Me. We had a worldwide audience, London, Tokyo, people in cyber cafes. And then in 1997, we started to be one of the very first bands to do digital downloads. And from there, then moved into Pro Tools productions, so digital audio workstations, using laptops and desktop rigs to do really big work in Los Angeles and those kinds of things. And just over time, I've just been in the digital world from the vantage point of being a creative musician and then a creative producer. And then in the last 10 years, I have been in digital marketing. And out of the digital marketing is why I decided to become a coach, because I realized that the digital space is changing so much and so fast. And this is also in parallel with technology in general, but things are just so fast in terms of the change that I noticed that the most important thing I had when working with a client was making sure I had a really good connection with that client, and I listened to what was actually going on with them, and then figure out where does the digital stuff sit in their life, and how can we solve business problems, and then how can we solve process problems related to those business problems that also just make their lives easier so that they could do what it is that they are supposed to be doing, rather than worrying about this giant digital world that is saying, hey, pay attention to me, because there's all this opportunity here, but also, like, I need to be paying attention to something that is, I don't quite know what it is. And so back to today's topic, because I'm going to talk more about the digital life part of things as we go on, because I think it's a huge part of our life, right? Technology is, it's one of the main lenses in which we, you know, it's just one of the main lenses. I was actually having a monthly meeting with some friends of mine. One of them is a Google AdWords friend, and the other one is my buddy Dave Hussey, who does a lot of web work and AI work for small businesses. And we sort of do a monthly like digital hang where we talk about life in the digital realm. And he said something, he called it the 3-minute mystery. And what it is like when you have a task, so if we're a digital marketer or consulting, someone's like, hey, can you do this? And it's like, that's not hard. And you get on your box and you start to do something and then you run into a roadblock. Now, we all have that when we're on our phones, on our laptops. Like, I have a roadblock. Okay, I need to do X. It shouldn't take that long. You're like, oh man, this password's not working. Oh, the platform changed. Oh, 2-factor authentication. Oh, Facebook changed something. Oh, wait a minute, like my iOS isn't updated. Oh, wait a minute. And you end up trying to be in flow, handling what should be a simple task, but then you run into this world of complexity that you have to stop and slow down and you have to problem solve, right? And it's annoying stuff. And it's interesting because if you're in flow and you're trying to just get your groove on and then you run into this, which inevitably happens quite a bit, it then robs your attention of what you were originally doing and it pulls you into a different zone. And there's a different type of thinking around it because you have to stop and start to technically problem solve. And the 3-minute mystery often turns out to be much, much more. And especially if you're in our world where you're doing consulting and you're doing work for people, it's your job to go and like hunt that stuff down. And sometimes it can just take way longer than it should. And I know that every single person out there has this. I have a family member who was trying to get in touch with their doctor and had to go through the portal and they didn't have the right password and then they had to change the password, but then the portal wouldn't take their password and they had to get a consultant in there. And this was in between a family member and their medical care. And so the 3-minute mystery is something that we all face. And a few things that I have learned along the way that helped me is one is just to really, really be in touch with myself and pay attention to what's happening in the process. Say, hey, what am I doing? What's going on here? And if I run into this, I go, okay, this is what this is. And then from there, I decide, am I going to push into this and solve this problem? Or am I just going to say, you know what? I don't need to worry about this right now. I'm going to go back and do what I was doing. And that's if that task is not in the way of you doing this other thing. So it's sort of prioritizing because it's all about a mindset thing. Like it's like learning to toggle between types of thinking. And that's what's required right now in the digital space is we're having to toggle through different types of thinking very, very fast in different domains. And there's just a lot of information coming in. So paying attention. The other thing is like the emotional response. Like you're getting momentum, whatever, and then you get stymied. And then there's that frustration that comes up. And then it's like, okay, well, that makes it harder to problem solve because the emotional response is much more charged. The other thing is like limiting scope. Like if I'm working on a certain thing, I try to shut off anything that doesn't have to do with that thing, right? So just so I don't get distracted. I don't feel like, oh, I should do this. Because the attention economy, which is a thing, right? It's a commodity. It's like all of these systems want to pull your attention into their system, right? Because they make money off you. They get data off you, all kinds of things. So I limit my scope so that my operating environment is much smaller on the task where I have less chance of a 3-minute mystery. And if I do get a 3-minute mystery, it's in context. And then the other stuff is just sort of nature and exercise. So I make sure I spend a lot of time outside. I live in a beautiful place. I'm really lucky. Get fresh air. Make sure I'm doing yoga so that I keep my mind right. Because living in the digital space is like, oof, it never sleeps. And I've met many digital marketers who are very stressed out because the digital tools literally never sleep and they just keep growing. So those are a few basic things that I kind of look at in the 3-minute mystery. Now, the 3-minute mystery is a nickname, of course, that we gave it out of love and frustration. So Dave Hussey, thank you for coining the 3-minute mystery because it's in the way of everything. And one thing I also say to people when I work with them in the digital realm is I try to empower people in their own digital realms because you can't do everything for everyone. And we're all digital and we're all touching on things. And I always tell people, like, it's just like yoga. Like, when you do yoga your whole life, there's always going to come a moment in a practice, no matter how long you've been doing it, where you run into something that's hard. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And you just have to get used to, like, okay, this is hard, and I'm breathing a little harder. I need to focus a little bit more. The same in the digital realm. You're always going to run into something where you have that feeling of like, oh crap, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what the solution is. This is really frustrating. It's broken. I don't know where to fix it. This doesn't seem like there's another human on the line anywhere. And that feeling is something that is part of the process. And so I actually empower people saying, hey, you know what? Like everybody in this realm, no matter how good they are, they have that feeling. So learn to accept it for what it is, pay attention to it, don't take it personally, sit in it for a second, decide how you want to move on it or not, and then just kind of keep like cycling through that. So those are a little bit of few observations I have around the sort of getting stymied in the digital space. I will talk more about digital life because I think it's a massive part of our life right now, and I've spent a lot of time in it. So I hope you guys have a really beautiful week or weekend or wherever you are, however you are, whenever you are. I hope it's awesome. So one last thing as well, my website is aimupward.com. You can go there, you can send me a message to set up a consultation or get on my weekly email.